proceed to smoke my weed. World clothing, keep fans on my feet. I continue to strive for the goals I seek. They say slow down, but this ain't top speed. They can't copy how I flow just right like air hockey. Nowhere near cocky. I work like the champ, but what do they not see? Pound for pound, it's me, Marijuana Ali. On this never-ending road for the millions, I stay true and continue to be pillaged. Only talk that real, that way they can feel it. If it don't sound like this, then I ain't deal it. On this never-ending road for the millions, I stay true and continue to be pillaged. Only talk that real, that way they can feel it. If it don't sound like this, then I ain't deal it.
Peace YouTube, peace YouTube, peace YouTube. Welcome back to the D-Reek and Hippie Show with Spliff and Choon Choon. This should be episode 329, if I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying? It could be, you know what I'm saying? We've been dropping content. I ain't gonna lie, what's this, like April 25th? We got, in this month, we dropped 21 videos. We working, you know what I mean? So shout out to you, shout out to Spliff. Shout out to Spliff, my guy is in Atlanta right now, you know what I'm saying? Doing what he do. One of these battle rap events.
He did say it was okay.
Yeah, every time he out of state is a battle rap event, you know, they cover the cost. So my son be like, yo, it's a free trip, Notch. I be like, bro,
do it. You got your YouTube channel too, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Listen, he about to be out there.
I went on his live yesterday. This nigga in the hotel room with the robe on.
Yo, yeah.
I was like, look at this nigga.
Thank God he didn't call me then, because I wouldn't pick up. Thank you for telling me that.
Yo,
shit.
Shout out to that nigga right there, man. But yo, shout out to Alpha Man. We went to his listening party. It was a bowling party as well out there in Manhattan.
Okay.
That shit was mad fun. And like the most important part to me, like everything he do just feels mad professional.
Got you.
So okay. I'm like, damn, this shit feel good. It feels professional. We had the private area. So we went in there. We bowled. We had two lanes. Mm-hmm. Listened to his project. He dropped 20 songs and not one skippable. You know what I'm saying? Like it just kept rolling. So shout out to him. We was able to get the interview on the street outside.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him, man. And shout out to Spliff for conducting that interview. You know, I was behind the scenes. Do your thing, Spliff. You know what I'm saying?
good.
It's all for the channel. You know what I'm saying? I just want to showcase y'all in different ways. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get to all that type of stuff. But how you feeling? What's going on with you, Chun?
I'm feeling good. Mother Nature, I feel like she moody because, you know, what the fuck happened? What happened? I really say that, but with the weather, like, she's moody. Yeah. Like, the fuck, it was just hot. Like, just, you know, but it's okay. Don't rush it, because next week.
And it was just freezing cold and raining the last couple days and all this extra shit.
Yeah.
Like right now, they got the heat blasting, right? And those other days where it was raining back to back, they did not have the heat on. It was like an icebox in this bitch. I ain't even gonna lie. But we back out of here. Like you said, I'm trying to change it for myself. So I got my flight booked. I'm going to PR.
Where you going?
May 13th.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple days, you know what I'm saying? Reset my mind. Get a little tannery, you know what I mean? Get a little tannery, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really do too much it's not like a vacation. I go and chill with my grandfather.
Right, yeah.
I go and chill with my family out there because that's more comfortable for me. I might step out one night, you know what I mean? Go to a club or something.
So
see
what do you normally do when you're with your family? With your grandfather?
With my grandfather, I like to chill because he's a little older now, but he likes to show me around. Like, he be proud of his work, so he likes to show me around. He do a lot of construction.
Okay.
He builds houses and shit, so he shows me around that shit, and we'll get together with my father and go to, like, the beach and stuff like that. But I got a younger brother over there. He's, like, in his mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's into this media stuff.
Oh.
And his people do music and stuff. So I go with them to their little studio and see what's popping with the youngins over there. You know what I mean? So it be lit. It ain't too much different. The only difference is the language. You know what I mean? Because they watch our shit. So they like, so, you know, they American now. They American. Puerto Rico is, you know, part of America. So they get whatever we get. But what's good with you? What you been up to? What's popping with you, Chum?
yo, you feel like, you're a woman, say you have your girlfriend, right? You feel like she should have two jobs. Ooh. Would you be okay with that?
Here we go, spicy talk. If that's what she, all right, to be honest, if that's what she want to do, cool. I might tell her, you don't need to. You know what I'm saying? But then again, it depends on the situation I'm in. I can't be here like I've been unemployed for 2 years and talk about, yo, you, I can't have you working two jobs. Like, nah, you sound crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for saying that, because I wanted to hear that, but I didn't want to say it. But go continue.
Because sometimes that's just the situation. Like, you know, men sometimes get unemployed and, you know, you're with your girl and she got a job. And then she might be like, let me get this second job just so we could keep shit flowing how it was. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe that's just her hustle mindset. Let's not say it's 2 9-to-5s. Let's say she got a beauty salon and a 9-to-5 or something. You know what I mean?
Schedule, have a schedule.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like your own little business and a job. You know what I mean? But if I'm well off and my job is hitting me off, right, pause, you know what I'm saying, and giving me the right money, and I'll be like, yo, babe, you know, you don't need to do that. If she feels like, yo, this what I want to do, though, for at least these this amount of time so we could save up. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Or she could be like, I'll quit this job, or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's always, for me, those type of situations, I try to not force the conversation, like lead the conversation to, it's your decision, you know what I'm saying? Ultimately, at the end of the day, so.
I could say that a person that has two jobs has a plan. Like, there's a plan behind that shit, you know? So when a female has two jobs, she has a plan. Like, she's trying, certain shit gotta get done, it's gonna get done. My thing is, my little grind my ears type shit is when a nigga like tell me stop working two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at it at the point of, okay, give me a reason why. You know what I'm saying?
Make me secure.
Yeah, thank you. You know
not
what I'm
to
saying?
Sound old school, but not, if you talking old school, let's talk old school.
Yeah, like if you telling me, oh, I don't like you having two jobs and shit. Oh, okay, but I've never heard anything out your mouth saying I pay this, I pay that, or this and that. But which I'm not the type of person to take from you anyway, because I've never been that. But it's more of, when I hear it, it just kind of makes me just say, what is going through your head? You don't think I have a plan? You don't think I'm doing something? I'm not going to be having two jobs for the rest of my fucking life.
I'm a male.
You know what I'm saying? That shit just be pissing me the fuck off.
I'm a male. Just, to be honest, it'll be more basic than that. It's like, you're not around me all the time.
You know what? Like, you know what I'm
that
saying?
That free time that you got, you should be with me, but you taking it to work.
Yeah, like, don't give me more. And then maybe that's another reason, too. It's like, damn, like, you're not with me no more. We're not chilling with each other. I completely understand that, but you're not helping me. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that point, I don't feel that.
So you are talking about a specific type of male, like, in a sense of you not really hustling and you not getting your own enough for both of us.
Nah, just you got your own place, I got my own place. I'm just trying to do my own thing.
Yeah, but your mindset is still, I don't want you working two jobs. Him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, but my saying mindset is, let me get these two jobs so I could just bounce this out, check that out, end this, you know, whatever.
I got this,
and then now I could just flow and
do
my
time span where I'm trying to work these two jobs.
Yeah, so I'm just
this
trying to say, yo, this is not gonna be a forever thing, but it just should piss me the fuck off. It's just like, so,
yeah. Nah, I get it.
What are you gonna do about it? You know what I'm saying? And then what really grinds my ears is if I'm telling you this shit over and over, why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And what's my deadline?
Mm-hmm.
And what's my, you know, and you still seeing the same shit. It just makes me think, this is where I'm getting my point across. It just makes me think, like, you know, some guys just like all the attention for them. It's like, now your job is taken away from me. Your job, and I hear that a lot too in previous relationships that I've been in. And out of all of those, I say to myself, "Are you helping?"
Yeah.
Because I damn sure know I helped you in plenty of areas, but it's not for me to say I did this for you. I did this for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. I know that sorry to say, it may sound like that. If I know that you're not that type of person to help, I won't go to you.
Yeah.
Or you're willing, or you just come off and say, hey, do you need help? Do you need this and that? But you're not. It's crazy.
This is what grinds my gears, and I'm not, because I'm taking this conversation as a general conversation.
Right, it is.
So this is a general statement that I'm going to make about certain females that I encounter and know, you know what I'm saying? When it gets to like that point, right, and you talking to, like, let's say you a friend of mine's, right, and you talking to me about it, right, and you like 3, 4, 5 years into this relationship, right?
Oh.
My thing is always like, bruh, like, you ain't see signs?
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I just want to be as simple as possible.
Nah,
I don't
want to
complicate
sign.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
I see the sign.
Because I could understand, because I've been there before where my female wasn't 100% straight, like, in, you know, certain ways. Like, did certain lazy or not working or whatever the case is. But so it's like, damn, you ain't, or you like, I'm in love with this person, or I really like this person, I'm giving them this chance, you know what I'm saying? But you repeatedly falling for something that they doing over and over, I'd be like, yo, bro, it's time to, like, I understand.
Pack your shit.
But it's time to, and that goes
hang
both
up.
Ways, male and female. Yeah. Like, it's difficult to waste time, bro.
It is.
And the other day, I got wasted time when I text you. When I text you about the thing, I was like, bro, that wasted my time because I went to go get a haircut and everything. And then I went, packed up. I was already at the spot.
Right.
And it was like, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it makes me, that, what you saying, grinds my, it grinds my shit. I'd be like, bro, wasted time. Like, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you saw I was halfway ready when you walked in.
Right.
I was still laying in my bed when you text me, yo, I'm here. I said, oh, shit.
Word.
Damn, my fault. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Wasted time is like...
Time is something I always express that a lot. And some things deserve time to be wasted. It may sound weird how I'm saying it.
No, I understand.
Right? Because then it makes you understand who you are. You know, so basically what I'm trying to say, you have to go through some stupid shit. Those stupid shit is wasting time for you to learn, like, damn, this is what happened. You know, did you learn something from it?
Yeah, let's hope.
You know what I'm saying?
Lesson.
Did you learn something from it? But, yeah, man, I honestly say I appreciate anybody that works 2, 3, 4 fucking jobs if you have it. You know what I'm saying? And it's that ambition of you getting up and just going. You know, it's not just, oh, I'm just doing this because, bitch, I'm bored as fuck. You know? I applaud y'all because it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of, you know,
nah, that's a fact.
Patience.
It's hard.
Patience.
Cause
you know
I
what
do.
I'm
I've been doing 2 jobs for a little while now, and doing the podcast and everything else. And it's like, at least this ain't waste. Like we was talking, wasted time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At least it's bringing a benefit to me. And if I want to cut one off, I could cut one off at any time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right. And that's what it is. It's not like I need to. That's not the truth.
Nah,
just
this is a choice right now. Yeah, I'm just trying to be financially right now for, you know what I mean, for some time coming. You know what I'm saying? So, but that goes to like this conversation that I was seeing on TikTok and YouTube and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
These streamers, like these people that do the streaming and all that shit, there's like a small community of them. I don't want to say all of them, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think all of them think like this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a small community of them that's like, yo, streaming is harder than a 9-to-5. It's more straining than a 9-to-5. And I'm thinking like, I don't think so. I could see where you coming from because I'm doing YouTube too. You know what I'm saying? So I understand this lane. You know what I'm saying? And it's money in it, but you got to be at a certain level to get money. So when you here for 5, 6 years and it ain't no money, you like, damn, at least a job, you getting your bread.
I think that's what they mean. The like I said, when you're at work, you're 9-to-5 or you're, you know, 16 hours, 12 hours, you see your money, you know. With streaming, it's like you got to keep doing it, keep doing it, and keep doing it. And then it's like, what am I getting from this? Yes, you're getting the likes and the views and everything, yeah, but you're not getting the actual money. So it could be a little extraneous to the point where it's just like, all right.
And they did 12-13 hours and shit like that. I feel you.
You could be discouraged sometimes. Mm-hmm. More when it comes to being a streamer, you know, something definitely like.
But the main dude that started this conversation got 250 million subscribers, so it's like, bro, like, what are we talking about right now? I guarantee you making millions. Yeah,
like
you making millions.
I like to hear that from someone who got like probably 25,000 viewers.
I mean, you want to hear that from somebody like us?
Yeah, because it's like
I got 370 subscribers. I've been at it for 7 years.
You clouting out there to, you know, get the likes because you the millionaire. So you got people looking like, damn, you right. Like a fucking Sonic.
It's like a hard, like, what we talking about, bro? Like, that's a difficult conversation to have. But see, this is why I started the conversation, like the small percentage, because there's a lot of people that do this shit.
Right.
That's hoping and wishing that it'll get there one time. You know what I mean? But I guarantee you they doing Uber Eats or Grubhub or something on the side to make some money, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not just going to sit here and not make money somehow, some way, you know what I'm saying? I got to get a 9-to-5 or something at the same time. But perception is a big thing in this fucking, like, visually, like, I see this nigga, he's streaming, and I see you on at a job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie, this girl that works at my building, she got a big ass TikTok following, and I see her on TikTok a lot, you know what I'm saying? She runs across my algorithm, and she be having like 100,000s of views, but she's at my job. She a regular girl, you know what I'm saying? She be chilling, and I know who she is. I never talked to her or nothing.
I feel like people, like I said, like, don't get me wrong, I might put up something, and it's like 1,000 views, 500, 400, 200, 99. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand that because you gotta keep on putting out. So you gotta make content every day. Or you could put the same, some people just, you know, put the same thing over and over again, different music, different songs, different this, different that. Yeah. So, I personally, I don't think I could, you know, be an influencer or be somebody that have to be on the internet over there. Because there's times where I don't want to be on there for like a month and then I come back on there for 2 weeks and then 2 months I'm off. So it's like, I'm consistent when it comes to certain things, but when it comes to like trying to put out that, maybe I can. Maybe I got to be more, you know, motivated and confident, you know, just and like that's their motivation. Like, oh shit.
I think if you did it with something that you like, streaming, like painting,
yeah,
and doing something like that, instructing people and shit like that, I think you'll be able to jump into a flow where you could do it at least 3 to 4 hours every day.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying? That's their hobby, so they like it, so they see, like, it's not really nothing to them because it's something what they like.
I'm not mad at that, you know what I'm saying? You heard of I was staying this late as long as it's coming, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't talk about it. You heard Drake's diss track? His second one? Yeah.
About to sue his motherfucking ass, drunk ass nigga. I keep telling y'all about the nigga, like, this acting niggas out here about to get on to the motherfucking jail. Because they said what? I want that shit off by this certain time. If not.
His estate, right?
What's his
estate. Tupac's estate, whoever runs his...
What happened to the estate?
No, E-S-T-A-T-E. That means whoever runs his business.
No, he...
Yeah, what? They suing Drake for using his voice.
Right.
Going
on
what you were saying.
It's just crazy. Like, yo, like... So,
and
you
that
know,
shit was weak.
But my... This is how I see it, ready? Out of all of them... Mm-hmm. I feel like Kendrick is the only one that's authentic. Mm-hmm. You got niggas coming back from the grave.
Yeah.
You got... All right? You feel me? All right.
Yeah.
Then you got a nigga that's actually alive.
You put Snoop on it.
Okay, let me keep going. All right, ready? Oh, and Chris Brown. I would say Kendrick and Chris Brown was the only two ones that really like battle back. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to use no false claim people.
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
You know, like I just didn't. So it just took away from, you know, and J. Cole. But J. Cole was a little soft, you know. But I still rock with him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We love you, J. Cole. Know where you we stand, love you. Yeah. You know.
Shout out
but
to Cole.
I, you know, I just said, yo, this is crazy. So
I see what you're saying, like. Because they even saying that the song that I brought up last time, Owl Hunting, the Kendrick song,
mm-hmm.
they saying that Drake put that out and he used AI to make that song. So now he's just
AI
playing,
shit like yeah, people in trouble.
He just playing these mind games right now. I think he holding back like the real shit he want to say because he's waiting for Kendrick, Drake. So I think he's just spitting. I think he's just poking at him right now. And but I think what you saying is true. I think Kendrick is like just waiting for all that noise to calm down, and then when he can make a loud noise again, that's when he does it. His shit is strategic, like you're saying. It's like, I'm not I'll let y'all have fun. I'm stamped, bro. I'm not worried about people saying like, oh, you want a time clock and all that. Nah, like Nas took 32 days to respond to Jay, you know what I'm saying? Listen. And people say he won. You know what I mean? So that, I don't know. I'm waiting for Kendrick to do what they saying that he's coming out with an album in May, so hopefully.
Right, that's what I'm saying. All of this.
Every time he drops, before he drops an album, he comes out with a song called The Heart.
Mm-hmm.
He's up to like part 5 or part 6.
Okay.
I think maybe in part 7, he'll diss Drake. You know what I mean? And we'll go from there. But let's talk about what you brought up, Chris Brown and Quavo.
I represent my light skinned people.
Chris Brown went crazy. He went blood on that shit.
He said, I'm dripped in blood. What's up? What up, nigga? Short little nigga. Punch me. Go ahead. Let me see what you do.
Put your hand on me. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C?
Yeah, like, okay. You gotta understand that Chris Brown and Quavo have been going back at it from what, 20? 21? They've been going at it
for a while. Yeah,
for a while. Like, Chris Brown, let it be known. Like, oh, nigga, I ain't
like
scared.
You trying to scoop.
Yeah, like, you wildin'. Like, you think that you out here big honcho, nigga? Like, you wildin'. I'm gonna take your name from you, motherfucker. What's up? You know what I'm saying? No, we're not
it's
doing that.
It's me. It's been
right.
Chris Brown.
Like, you're wildin'. I'm a multi-talented motherfucker. I do everything.
It's been
Chris. You know what I'm saying? I slap you with
oh,
my
Oh, you
pinky,
forgot
nigga.
I could rap? You got disrespectful with that shit, too.
Oh shit! Yeah, but it's like, dude, you keep coming at me. You know, and you know what? Some people roast people. Ah, yeah, we got a little roasting and shit like that. But when you take it too far, you keep doing shit that kind of like, nah, fuck you, bitch. What's up? What's up?
But that's the thing. Like, they beefing over Karrueche.
Everybody, every bitch they fuck with is not just one. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
that's
come
true.
On, man.
Yeah, they run in
Frog
circles.
Frog nigga. Like, Quavo, man, I nigga.
They run in the same circles, everybody. But then Quavo.
Just like everybody in the hood. Like, it's no different. It's just you got money, nigga. Right?
Well,
you
yeah, it depends
you know,
on where you at in life.
Yeah. Right,
it happens
everywhere. It's just, you know.
The bitches that's outside gonna run into the niggas that's outside. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is.
Like, come on, no.
I think Quavo shit was pretty cool too. I think his shit was decent. You know what I'm saying?
He should have just left. Everybody should have just left everybody in the grave, like I said. Do your own shit.
Just ignore.
And just rap from, do your own.
And
like,
just
no,
make your
yeah,
music.
Yeah, just, why you have to ask somebody? Did they want it to be involved with that shit? No.
She replied on her IG stories and shit like that. Karrueche, she put out a DM that Quavo had sent her.
You sure it was Karrueche or Sweetie?
I think it's both. I think
Sweetie
it's both. Because remember, Quavo was fucking with Karrueche after Chris Brown. You know, that's Chris Brown's.
Oh, so that was his comeback. Ah, you fuck
heart.
With my shit, I'm gonna fuck with your shit. Elevator, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
Fight on the elevator. You know, like, come
that
on,
nigga
man.
Said, people wished it was you instead of the takeoff. I said, oh, no.
I mean, those words had definitely been floating.
Said, yeah.
Floating and said, written, typed.
But that's why I think Quavo shit is tough, because he had a hit song with Takeoff, you know, and he used it for the diss track. Like, fuck it, nigga, yeah. I think that's a nice chess move. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a nice little battle.
But you know, Chris went online and was like, "I thought you were gonna give me more than that." Yes, you know, I was ready for the shit. He was amped. He wasn't like on some, I was mad. He was on some, I'm hyped. Like, I'm happy. Like, all right, let's do something, you know. Let's get our frustration out in this music, and afterwards we might roll up on your... Roll up on your album, my nigga.
What you thought about Kanye just jumping in this shit for no reason?
Kanye is one of the motherfuckers that...
Nigga said, turn that J. Cole up so it could dry the pussy.
J. Cole is just, I mean, Kanye West is like one of them motherfuckers like, can I come along? Can I get
tagged? No, he one of them motherfuckers that's like, you jump in somebody, right? And y'all like, almost done, and he just rush in. Like,
yeah, ah, you last minute nigga. Like, what the fuck? Where were you when the nigga slapped me first? Before he tackled me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
say, Kendrick, I got you. I know Kendrick. Kendrick in the crib. Like, where he at? What the fuck is Kanye talking about?
All right,
good.
Yo, no.
It was tough though. I'm a Kanye.
Kanye came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm a Kanye.
Kanye came out of nowhere. Who brought him up?
Nobody. But he been beefing with Drake forever.
He been beefing with everybody.
And him and Cole got a little thing. False Prophets is towards Kanye.
He is beefing with everybody. Anybody in his head.
Gotta keep his name relevant.
But you wanna know something? Everything he said is true, but it's just he beefing with everybody. He one of the moody ass niggas. He just moody for no damn reason.
That nigga is yo, Jesus, bro. Crazy. I love Kanye West, bro.
Yeah.
I think the way he switched the beat up a little bit, that beat,
mm-hmm.
He switched it up a little bit. Like, he threw his, that church choir joint. He threw that in there and switched up the beat a little bit. And he did that flow, like, he used Nelly's flow from Grills. He used that flow. I was like, this nigga Kanye is fire. I don't care what he forever gonna be fire. But mind your business.
They're all gonna be fire.
You ain't have to jump in there.
But yeah, that's what I said. He's one of them. I wanna join out. So hear me.
In the famous words of Joe Buttons, right? If Cole could respond to anybody,
it could
be a big name and people would respond like, oh, okay, Cole, there you go. You should just destroy Kanye. You should just come out with something to just...
Kanye gonna come back and destroy his ass. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That nigga might use one of his beats and one of his shit and come back at him. Don't do that.
And just start getting real disrespectful.
Yeah, yo, now you gonna see the Kanye. Now you gonna see the niggas that we... Jesus. You gonna see Jesus. I promise you.
Shout out to Kanye, man. But, yeah. Where I want to go with this. I even saw something. The baby said something like, he was like, the baby was like, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a lyricist. And he reached out to me and he was like, yo, you see all this shit that's going on. I'm excited. Me and you should just go back and forth, bro, just for the business. You know what I'm saying? And the baby was like, yo, bro, like, I fuck with you. And I don't want to take it there with you because I'm going to get disrespectful, bro. Like, I'm a dude. So just that, like, what he was saying in that interview just struck a chord in my head. Like, yeah, some of this shit is manufactured just to make the war brings money.
Of course it does.
In America, any country, war brings money.
Money, bitches, so and drugs.
Beef brings money. You put something negative up on your Instagram that you had a fight, that shit gonna blow up.
And that's the reason why
you painting. It's gonna be mid.
And that's the reason why I said, I think that's why J. Cole took it that part to where he said, I'm gonna apologize. Because
I don't wanna feed it.
My mindset is not about war or about, you know, a dividence between this nigga and that nigga. It's not like that. I did a little thing, you know, whatever, but I didn't know it was gonna blow up like that. Niggas and their friends, and they wanted to express themselves.
I got a little excited. I got a little excited.
You know what I'm saying? But he didn't wanna bring it to that point. So I do understand the apology, because, like I said, and I kept asking y'all, is J. Cole that type of nigga? Is he that,
I don't know.
I'm going to bring it to your house. Is he?
I don't know.
So I understood where he's coming from when he's like, yo, I apologize, man. My bad. All right, let's go. That's what I said. Apologize and then go back and do that shit again. Like, you know what? Cousin of family. My bad. I took it too far with that joke. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still roast your ass again. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. Same thing with Kendrick is doing. You know, he's roasting, he's laying back. All right, he gonna come back out again. Like, if you're sensitive, don't do it.
That's a fact. That's a huge fact. Factory.
You
building.
Sensitive, nah. Don't do it, my nigga. Like, it's not worth it. It's worth it. Believe me, I'm gonna be there with popcorn in my. You're watching that shit. It's worth it.
So, you know, so to say that with me, I'm saying last year was like one of the lowest grossing income years for hip hop, and these top dogs beefing pause is bringing it.
Yeah, like where was that last year?
Fuck it.
But if I said, and that goes back to time, like, you know, time. Sometimes you gotta, you know, waste time to just to get what you gotta get, like the results
this
you
is
got.
Wait, this is a good time to waste.
Just, yeah, well, like, all right, catched up. Catch up on time now.
Nigga Drake said, I'm not even in a fucking mood for this.
Yeah, and y'all got me playing around. Yeah, y'all will be with y'all damn self.
I just came off tour. I'm trying to chill. Yo, and you got me responding,
it.
Nigga.
He started it. And this is going to be in history.
I don't.
This is going to be somewhere
I don't
in history.
Like zesty Drake, but I like petty Drake. Petty Drake is funny as hell.
Petty Drake about to get sued, motherfucker. So yeah, keep doing that shit.
Yeah, with that and with that, yo, AI that nigga shit think with
he,
Tupac.
He, that nigga think he like he's untouchable.
That's the shit.
He's untouchable.
And
nigga.
I think that's why Kanye jumped in there too and said, yo, you under Lucian, bro. Like, the biggest one. So... But, you know what I mean? Yo, shout out to everybody in hip-hop doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate it, but we appreciate it. Let me stop stuttering. We appreciate it with the mild violence of not getting hurt.
Yeah.
But with the word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
it
we
feels
like
it's not
going to. But we know it's
go.
Not going to, yo, you doing too much. Put the gun down. It's not like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Just get a little steam off my chest.
Yeah, because we old enough to know some shit that got
violent. Yeah, right.
Off of words.
Off of a bitch.
Yeah, so.
You know what I'm saying? Off of family. Off of anything. So we know how it could go. So we just want it to be fun. You know, and entertaining. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that's a fact.
J. Cole's like the Gandhi, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, drop something.
You know cool. What's coming out?
What?
Deadpool and Wolverine. Yes, yo.
And this is the first film of Deadpool that's in the Marvel.
Right.
Universe.
But you know, crazy because he kept referencing Wolverine in both of his, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like you can't if you're a movie person and you pick up on shit
on
like
Easter,
you know,
eggs,
like at the end of the credits you wait and see if like the like you know what I'm saying, like yeah, we know, like so yeah.
Nah, I think this one is,
but it makes
be good.
Sense because both of them really can't die. Like you can stab a nigga, yeah. He come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but then again, I honestly thought he died in Logan.
Yeah,
but he came back.
But they hinting, yeah, they hinting a lot of it's gonna be a lot of different ones. So he's like time travel.
Got
he's like
you,
going
got
through
you,
different dimensions.
You. And this it makes yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then if you watching, like if you got the Disney Channel and you're watching the X-Men 97, they tying it in with the MCU and they gonna make the real life movie.
Mm.
So it's gonna tie into all this shit, and that's the next phase of the MCU. So
I'm ready now.
It's gonna
I'm
be
hyped.
Fire. That's gonna be dope.
I was in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I said,
yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
ready,
they dropping
ready.
They starting to drop the official trailers for that shit.
Yeah.
That shit gonna be so dope. And he's the perfect person.
And it comes out in July, so he's any asshole smashing superhero type shit, I wanna see nobody else. Let me see who else.
We got a couple of niggas that could do it, like Batista, Dave Batista. You got a couple.
What's his name? Tatum,
Channing Tatum.
I feel like he could be. He's good. He has that.
He's good in those type of roles. Yeah.
That sarcastic. He know how to play a good sarcastic role, and that's what it is. Like, you be very
you
sarcastic
have that
and
timing,
demon.
Yeah,
like
that
you. Know,
timing.
Yeah, you guys word. Yes.
Talking about fire, you saw that story where a guy set himself on fire in front of the Trump, outside of the Trump trial.
Why? Was he like trying to prove a point?
I guess to cause attention to him, and then like after it, I gotta read the story. I don't know if he survived or not, if they saved him in time.
Right.
But after it, they, you know, you go and search him and you go into his, you know, whatever the FBI does, the government, whatever. And they found a lot of, he was doing, like, thousands and thousands of hours of research on all these politicians and all this other shit. And, you know, he left videos talking truth and shit like that. And I guess that was his form of action to get people to focus on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, the world is crazy.
So focus on him of like he put all the stuff together to like point out the politicians or how, you know,
yeah, let me
they, like how greedy mafia type of style they are.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's what he's trying to go at.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly where he's going at because I'm gonna see if I could get the video because he was talk. That's the type of shit
most
that
of active like what you call that like, call like an activist or something like that. Like some like some people like, yeah,
like
that.
A vigilante or
yeah,
some shit
like people
that.
Like that. Like I'm a sacrifice myself, but in the time of me sacrificing, I'm giving you. I'm out in these greedy ass motherfuckers. I believe it.
I'm a doomsday device. And when that Ponzi goes insolvent, as all Ponzi's must, we'll get the worst economic collapse in world history. And every powerful person you can think of is in on it. Want to know why everything gets worse and more expensive? That's because we live in a secret kleptocracy. That's when the government gets taken over by con artists whose only job is to steal from the public. And I hope you know, this is wonderful news. Because now that the public knows about the secret kleptocracy, they get to abolish their criminal government.
Max, his name was Max Azzarello. Okay, rest in peace. So he passed away. So they didn't save him. You know what I mean? They ain't get.
Did he really, you know... Yeah, have you know someone tearing his ass like, what the fuck do you know?
So that's just a small, because, you know, he dropped a couple videos like that, you know what I mean? So that's just a small concept of what he's trying to get across, you know what I'm saying?
See,
so.
This is the reason why, don't get me wrong, TikTok, I do appreciate y'all, you know, but now y'all in this dilemma where y'all getting shut down months. And shit.
They got 12 months.
Oh, did they signed it?
Yeah.
So it's
yeah, Biden passed the bill, and the bill that...
I remember him passing it from, like, a while ago when they were talking about it, so yeah. They got that last
But they
that
passed
signature?
The bill now, yeah, he got the signature, and, but in the bill, that's the same bill that's putting us in World War III.
So, hold up, so what that mean, like, so if I, in 12 months, I open TikTok...
No,
or they got restrictions on it.
They telling them you got 12 months to... sell your business TikTok to an American buyer or we banning TikTok from America. So they bullying them to sell their creation.
This is what I was saying. I completely understand that, you know, they might, you know, trying to using it for, you know, their advantage and shit like that. But you don't think that they could use anything else?
You don't think they creating something else right now while you putting them in this situation?
Yeah, but you got 12 months advance. All right, cool. All right, after 12 months, bing, something else come out. You don't think they anywhere? They could be underneath your nose. You wouldn't even fucking know it.
Which they are.
Right. So it's like you doing that shit is for what? So that's what I'm saying. Like all of this shit, I just feel like it's like a I'm gonna jump in front of you and distract your ass because. You know, go.
What America is.
You know what I'm saying? Magicians. Like, yo, like, shit is wild.
Sleight of hand.
Like, you really sit there and tell me that, all right, cool. So, how is it going to be then? Like, if you do sell it to America, right? Because, you know, made in America, everything made in America is so fucked up if you really look at it. Mm-hmm. You know? How is it going to be? The PG-13 could be like YouTube, like, no cursing in it. No, you know, like how is you TikTok gonna be after the fact that you buy it from them?
I think
what are you gonna change?
I think it's gonna be the same shit.
It's the same fucking shit, but now they're gonna monitor the shit.
They just want the profit from it. Yeah, they just want the profit from it
because they see how much money you get. They see, and that's how America is. They're so fucking greedy, my nigga. Like, yo,
they see, yeah, they like, seeing how much money, like you saying, these influencers are making. From
it.
So they like,
yo, influencers.
They're
that's
like,
their mortgage.
Damn, this shit is a big.
That's their rent. That's their car note. That's their, yo, they pay everything. Like, come on.
And that's one of the biggest ones, TikTok, because of their algorithm. I put a video up, and in 2 minutes, the shit got 200 views.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, that shit be crazy. So it's like, you, like you said, you bullying me. That's a mafia shit.
That's America.
I was about to say, I was saying in my head, like, yo, America's really, it is a mafia. I mean, yeah. It is, actually. It's a bully.
We gonna come help you with your war.
That's how they started.
And as soon as we win, you know this is our shit, right? It's like that's just how they move, and that's crazy.
Not even you know it is our shit. Like it's not even like I'm not even let. I don't even want you to know your shit. Like they're like, come on now. Like no, that shit is weird, and it's just and it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get worse because. I look at it as when it comes to social media, mm-hmm. right? It could be very addictive. Worse as a dopamine. Yes, and the more swiping you're gonna, cause it's gonna keep going, it's gonna keep going, it's gonna keep going, it's gonna keep going. When is it gonna stop? You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't. It's just gonna get worse because we gonna start doing shit like virtual reality and shit like that.
It's like they were Nature Boy, right? Mm-hmm. How can I get these adults to fucking listen to me?
Yeah. Mind manipulation. That shit is real, no?
So
you hear something?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Times, right. So.
Gonna start to believe it and start moving like
you're missing something. It's like when you smoke, you're like, oh my god, I gotta smoke. I gotta swipe. And sometimes I know myself, I pick up my phone and I'm just like swiping for no motherfucking reason.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like, I think that's why I have problems sleeping.
Yo, that's just
because I'm on TikTok at 2 a.m. and I'm like this, and I'm like.
Yo, I come home from work sometimes, my nigga, like, I have to take my clothes off, and I sit on the edge of the motherfucking bed for an hour.
I'm throwing shots at TikTok, because I love TikTok, and I don't want it, I resolve it, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case is, but
that's why I have a thing on my phone where I limit myself, so it was just telling me, okay,
3 hours, yeah, you've been on this shit 3 hours.
And then not even like just like, all right.
Yeah, I be looking at my time spent on, cause you they got that.
Yeah, I'm looking on that 16 one
16 hours?
Damn, really? Nah, that shit lying. You lying.
Yeah, cause you like Alexa. 8 hours I mean, at work, you Siri. Doing at least 6 hours on the phone. Then you came home, you like
it consumes your whole day.
But the way like we saying, the way they bullying them, that shit is just crazy. So let's see what happens with that. They got 12 months on that. So, but son set himself on fire. Shit was different. You know what I mean?
So. I'm gonna read you some. I'm gonna try and remember some things that are. So I always wanted to like get someone's Facebook post right mm-hmm. and analyze it. Why the fuck did you know like what made you say that right? Mm-hmm. So ready? I'm gonna give you one. One is. I know my worth. I just want to fuck you again. Two is, what's the other one? The other one is, it's crazy. It's crazy that you want to twirl your tongue in my twat, but you want to call me a friend. Okay, that's okay. Two. All right. This is one I wrote. Ready? Ready?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I can't stand niggas that question you if you getting dick. Why are you questioning me?
Because they want it. The person is asking you want it. You know what I mean? So, that's simple. You know what I mean? That's simple enough. Let's not complicate it. You know
what I mean? That's not complicated.
You're not just asking me to just ask me. That's one of my
icks. Don't ask me.
I hate people talking about their sex life. I'll be like, bro, I don't. Need to hear it, bro.
I don't
gay, straight, nah, whatever. Right. I don't need to hear that you fuck somebody. You know, dudes is like that. We get together. We but yeah, we
what
get
if,
that.
But what if a female really tell you, say, yeah, I am. What's up?
Yeah, that's what
you I'm gonna saying. You're going to be butthurt, my
now
name.
You're going to be more mad. Just stay as mad as you are thinking about whatever you think about. Because when the reality hits, it's like, damn, I shouldn't have asked. It's
you know,
real like
what's,
that.
You know how a nigga's gonna run away from that shit? You know the one Debo beat that nigga, and he ran to my mama. That's how niggas gonna be running. Watch, fuck yeah. out of here. Y'all asking questions.
And
that
the other two was from. You too.
Was no, you that was well? Somebody else.
Alright, that's probably just thotty hour. Like I'm just ready to get fucked type shit. Like, but don't.
But
think
no, you but no, no. But seriously, do you feel like? You know your worth. I just, you know, I just
me.
Yeah, like it, like
hell yeah, I know. Yeah, my
I know my worth. Like, that's what fuck you again. Like don't. I'm but people nigga. Be throwing that shit. The reason why I'm saying this because I want us to get deeper into the conversation. You know your worth, right? Doesn't.
Nah, I might hit that though.
Put you in the same. I might hit that though. Hey, it don't put you in the same category as you don't know your worth.
If I'm like, horny that night and you answer back,
yeah, right, it's on. What's up, look, yo?
But
you
don't
know what
expect
I'm saying?
The answer tomorrow, cause
yeah, like I just feel like I feel like people throw that out, just because, you know, it's because it's the word, you know, like yeah. when there's a certain word or a certain sentence out now, everybody want to use the shit, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. you or you got a certificate in the motherfucker. Oh, you happy?
Yeah. Oh, no. Facebook is. I haven't been on Facebook in so long, but it was a wild place when I was on there. But I think people, like you said, just say shit to see what they could catch, like a fishing net, like see what happens.
It catch me, all right.
Yeah, a lot of people. Say, yeah,
you know,
a lot
it's
of people.
Just it's just not. But the all right. So how can you distinguish, right? Because this is something that I feel like. You can answer, personal or from you heard from somebody or whatever, right? How can you distinguish? I think we had talked about this from another time. You being friends with somebody and you're intimate or whatever, and then there's a cutoff. How can you do that?
I'm trying to figure that out right now. I ain't not figure it out as in that's something that I want to do right now.
Right,
but. Eventually it might have to be that, you know what I'm saying? But that shit is hard because damn, like a nigga like me, I'm not used to being as free as I am right now,
right?
And having that mindset of being free, like I want to talk to this one and then try to talk to this one and then see
you're a free agent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So but if you was talking to one for a minute and you know, you got your dislikes, you got your likes. Now you starting to write shit down. Where you
right?
Like, wait, you writing pros and cons, nigga? Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know what I mean? So, it's a hard thing, but now with the place that I'm at and the way that I'm building myself, you know what I mean? I think I can have the conversation now. Like, yo, let's talk about this real quick. This is what I'm thinking. Let me know what you're thinking, and let's see where we could.
So if you say you date somebody, right? Well, and that person come out and say, "I'm dating somebody else." How would you
we
feel about
it? We dating, that? Or we fucking around?
Yeah, dating.
Same shit, right? All right, we
see. Nah, I don't think it's the same thing.
Nah, all right.
Because fucking around is like all right, I know what I want. Bye, deuces. Really, yeah. No conversation. All right,
we dating for a couple months.
And yeah, and then but
she says
she come out and say, "I'm dating somebody else."
Yeah.
What would go through your head?
See me?
You fucking that little nigga?
Soft.
You fucking that nigga?
Soft guy ever.
Soft guy ever.
That's, nah, but you, that, no.
She sandwiches, nigga. That's what
but that, but nah, but that literally comes out my, what you saying?
That's
is,
what I'm thinking.
I get mad. Paranoid.
I'm thinking the same thing. I don't give a fuck, right?
I go to the extreme. I start thinking extreme.
If we dating and we had sex. I mean, you didn't. And
of those times you slid off straight to sun.
It had to because.
Or you slid off to me.
And I think that's the reason why people don't say that to people. Like when they date, like, yeah, I'm just saying that. So you know what I'm saying?
So, because, what am I? That's when the nigga turned into a fit. So what are we doing? She like, friends. Hold on, nigga. I just told you.
Hold on, we dating. See,
you know what?
All right,
now
shit.
I'm gonna start dating. Then you go and fuck with the wrong bitch.
There you go. I'm telling you, man. That's what I said.
You gotta have a clear mind the whole time. Go eat a mango, nigga, before you make a rash decision. Eat a fruit.
That fruit gonna work. Yeah. That fruit ain't gonna work. Fuck that. That bitch just said she dated somebody else.
Yeah, that's
fuck.
I mean, but
me.
Yo,
That shit's wild.
Even
crazy.
I'm sorry, I don't want to say it like this.
Even if a guy said that to a female, I'm gonna think you fucking somebody. That's what I was about to say.
Even if you the nicest nigga in the world, bro, you might get that one time just because the world is filled with niggas that do that shit. They be like, yo, listen, I've been talking to somebody else too. What's up? You down with that? Or?
Nah, nigga, I don't know how you sticking and moving with that shit. Like, so, yo, I don't know how you sticking and moving with it. I really don't know. I don't know how irresponsible you are with your shit.
Yeah, but I can't respond too much because I never been that dude. I always been a one girl dude, and
that's
I
want to
be in a relationship. But I've been that guy that I just explained. Like that. I got done dirty. Dirty, June.
Dirty ass niggas out here. Nasty.
I got done dirty, sunshine.
I don't like that shit. So, I really don't.
So, like I keep saying, the place that I'm in right now is like more so just for me right now. I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm cool right now. Like if it comes and it's like, oh shit, this is real.
That's different, right? Yeah, but that's I'm not looking for that. I gotta be with this nigga. But no.
And I think that's the misconception with like people that I reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
They probably think that I'm trying to be in a relationship, but I'm trying to. And cheeks and keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? But it might not always be about spanking cheeks. It might just be having your presence around me and chilling with you and getting to know you more, you know what I'm saying? To see if anything.
I feel like if and I said it before, you know, if I come on to you and you reject my shit,
major turn off on both sides.
Yo, I'm out. Oh, yeah, we good. I'm out because if it was the other, yeah. Don't get me wrong, shit happens.
Some be like, no, chill, we about to roll up, chill.
Right, yeah, but if you don't acknowledge that shit and I'm coming on to you and you don't acknowledge it, you just like, I brush that shit off. Oh, I'm angry, bro.
I told June, I told them the other day on the group chat, I said, yeah, we ain't recording tomorrow because
yeah,
I got
asked
on the day, right? I'm on my soft guy every shit. Choo choo say, yo, I don't know what the fuck wrong with me then. I need something right now. Like
I said, you what? Yo, I went to the group chat and told Split, hey, yo.
What's up?
This nigga booed up. That's why he canceled my day.
Nigga canceled the episode to go on a date. It's crazy.
Day.
I said, yeah, I'm trying to get
I had to look at the message. I was like, I see you tripping.
Yeah, show's
bad funny.
I was like,
yo.
Go ahead, my guy. But nigga Spliff said, nah, New York hate me. I said, bro, you just gotta get rid of that mindset, bro.
No, yeah, yo.
It's always
we're not talking about Spliff on the split, you know. But I'm just saying, wink wink. But you know, I just feel like from my interactions and everything with him. Stop laughing, my nigga.
Good.
Sway face.
I gotta work on my acting.
Not high face, nigga. Straight face.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, he's an interesting character.
Swift is a good guy. He's a good guy.
Let me start with that. He's a good guy. He's a very gentleman. He really is. It's just, you know, some things. It's like, he's very irrational, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the cheese sandwich is like my dick, you know, that's him.
That's old school.
You know, that's him, you know? But at the same time, he's saying it so, you know,
I think that
politely, it's not coming off
disrespectful,
because that's just how his flow is, you know?
You can tell I don't like talking about people when they're not here. But I just think Spliff.
I think
he's nervous to become who he really is supposed
and
to
then
be.
And right, he can't like he still wants to be a hood nigga. Nah, like, he needs a female like.
Mm-hmm.
Like
61. She got to be
61. 61, yo. You might get them old bitches.
Nah.
You hear that?
Nah, I hear what you're saying. Somebody that got their shit like this, solid, and be like, yo, listen, this is what you
got. But like him, though.
So he can open that up. Could, yeah, that could that could deal with that. I understand what you're saying. Split.
So she started the combo. The whole package. Yeah, I'm saying, but I feel like, you know.
I see big things in your future, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, but. Man. So.
And with Chun Chun, I think Chun Chun just be in her head.
Yo, that nigga said the same shit. I was like, wow.
A little too much for her old good. And it's okay because that's just personal growth. You know what I'm saying? You criticizing yourself. But I think you, I only met one person that you dealt with. You know what I'm saying? I don't know your past. Maybe you don't make the right choices. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you just be like, all right, fuck it. he look good. Let me ignore this conversation part because he ain't.
Let me ignore all the fucking
nigga
flags.
Look good. Nigga, fuck right?
Okay. And the fucking target sign.
See me?
It's like, come on.
See me? I always like the little chip too. Lady. Ah! You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a
little, a little mustache, a little.
Nah, I don't like.
Going too far. Nah.
But like, I don't want you to be like, oh, I'm the shit. Not like that, you know what I mean? Because I can have a beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't like conceited, like,
of conceited,
stuck
you know,
up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. I'd be like, bro, all right, you can keep that. I'm good.
Yo, when do you feel like, because this was my response, right? My thing was,
you're about to close it on.
I feel that a confident man is a major turn on, mm-hmm. right? And someone says, when do that confidence turn into cockiness? And I said, usually when that guy is trying to compensate for something, small dick, finance, weight, height, you know, fucked up hairline.
My shit fucked up hairline.
You know what I'm saying, oh. Right? Yeah. I hope he hears this shit. But you know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, it's a certain shit that I feel like, and it with females too, you know what I'm saying? That confidence sometimes from the cut because you're like, trying to compensate for something that you're lacking in.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where cockiness come from.
But what about someone that's like, they got, you know, they got
they got their shit together.
Not their shit together, like everything is, you just normal.
Normal, just a yeah. normal person. And there's some people like that.
You just normal. Everything is straight with you. Like,
right.
Like you saying, you know, private parts, everything mm-hmm. is normal, you know what I'm saying? But you just insecure about yourself.
Because
you just shy.
That's like you said about me. I'm not insecure and shit, but I'm always in my head. I'm always second doubting myself because maybe I'm not getting. I'm praising myself, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know, maybe I'm not seeing the results.
Yeah.
So it was like, keep going, affirmation, do this, da da da. But then you're not seeing the results that you want.
Are
so
you applying
like,
it? That's what that'd be a part
and
too.
That could be you too. Like, are you yeah. applying that for that pressure to happen if you want to see results and shit?
Yeah, because I think that's the part of life that I'm in right now where I'm applying certain shit that I used to talk about and
right.
not do. You know what I mean? It's like you
well,
preaching,
maybe,
but you're not doing
maybe
what you're preaching.
Maybe because you're afraid to a rejection, and that causes something
yeah.
too. Like damn, not rejection, but more of like a
failure.
Right. Yeah.
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 Everybody's scared of failure.
And some
but
people,
not everybody.
Like you said, some people have everything.
There's a lot
package
of people.
Right. Everything
yeah.
right.
And they just over the top with it. Like, yeah, I'm that one.
Hairline right.
I'm that one. You're.
You know what I'm saying? It's
so,
crazy.
You know, everybody's different, and that's the beautiful thing about us
mm-hmm.
beings. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say humans. Us beings. Like everybody different. Everybody got their shit. Really.
It's beautiful when you come out of something knowing that. You get that, why was I even thinking like that moment?
Yeah.
You know, that's the beautiful part. That's
yeah.
the beautiful part because it's like, you, time, like you said, you have to waste time
yeah.
to get to that point
yeah.
to where say, yo, like, damn, like, I really
And sometimes
too much.
You could get that from yourself
mm-hmm.
or somebody you run across that's giving
right.
you
yes.
that those words, like, yo, you that person, you know what I'm saying? You
right.
beautiful,
yeah.
you this, you that. And they just feeding you because maybe they was put there for a reason, and that's the reason, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to my homegirl Danny, you know what I'm saying? Like, she used to always tell me, like, yo, you that nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, your podcast, you doing this, you doing that, and that was at a time where I was feeling down, about myself, and right. she boosted my self-esteem, and it was like, you know what I mean, good looking, you know what I'm saying, and it's a close friend, you know what I'm saying, and that's, those are different people that you meet, so, you know, life is crazy, bro, like, I love this shit, you know what I mean?
It but, is, but life is crazy, but it's beautiful at the same time.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's beautiful.
There's a couple other topics we could touch on, but it seems like this episode might be 2 hours, me and Chun Chun just popping, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
we talk.
The NBA playoffs is underway, the Knicks is up 2-0 on Philly.
Okay.
Boston tied 1-1, I don't know how they lost the game to Miami, but whatever. Mm. Minnesota up 2-0 on Phoenix. It's a lot of shit going on, you know what I'm saying, but... you got anything you want to give to the people before we get out of here? Yo, Spliff, Chun Chun started that conversation.
Yeah, I ain't start shit. Same way you want cheese sandwiches, nigga.
He's a good guy, ladies. Holla at Spliff.
He is. I don't have nothing to say. if you can't be good, be skillful. You know, that's
ooh,
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a fact.
That's all. You know. If this is gonna be your hot girl summer, make it your hot girl summer.
Go all out.
Yeah, man. Right. Don't go halfway and be like, damn, I should have did all of it. Go ahead.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact, man. Yeah, man, and keep following your dreams, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be, you know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. Keep your head forward. Like a racetrack horse. Put the blinders on. Stay focused.
Oh,
on
I goal. Have one thing to say. One thing before we go out. If you feel that you have something on your chest, if you feel that you can't talk to the person that's like making you feel a certain type of way, maybe you have to reapproach that person, okay?
Literally.
To get the response that you want.
Move from in front of my shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like people with the job that I have, you know, redirecting is something that helps people. And people don't understand that. So sometimes what I'm trying to say is sometimes your delivery makes a person either open or makes a person don't want to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you might have to redirect yourself or redirect or reword things to get the response that you need.
Yes.
All right? So, yeah.
I just went through that. That's a fact, man. So yes. For Spliff, for Chun Chun, it's D-Rick and Hippie. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. We be at y'all real soon, man.
Yeah, we out.
Like, comment, subscribe, out. And all that.
Press that button wherever it's at. It's somewhere on the screen.
You know what I mean? Right there.
To give you what you need to roll up another, let's smoke this weed. Make us a plan of action, that's right, plant the seed.